Welcome to your Friday. It's your station, 88.9 KETR. It's time to speak with Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. Thanks again for being with us, Alice.
Good morning, Scott.
Let's start this week with what's called Premium Rush.
This is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He has just been revealed as the new Robin in the Batman movie. So you think, hey, this guy's on a real roll. I mean, it's a good use of the word because he is a bicycle messenger in this one. However, this is one of the biggest disappointments of the summer. The movie is just, well, it's kind of like a video game. He is a New York bicycle messenger, and there's a little bitty semblance of a plot about some envelope that he has that this bad policeman played by Michael Shannon is trying to get from him. And they race around, and the thing is, these bikes, or his bike in particular, it doesn't have any brakes, and the only way to stop it is to, like, jump off. And so he's driving through the traffic, and then he's driving through the traffic, and it was probably, I mean, the actor himself really did get hurt, ran into a taxi and had, like, I don't know, many stitches. So
the stuntman, you're saying?
Huh?
The stuntman guy?
Not a stuntman, no. The actual actor.
Oh, okay.
There was no way you could use a stuntman in a lot of this because it is this kind of, you know, handheld camera. They're right up there with them, and you could tell. And they're really going through traffic, and they are really, you know, I guess they had to block off whole streets. I don't know how they did it, but that part of it is quite good. But the story is, I said it was like it would have been a disappointing MacGyver episode. It was like, oh, come on.
Just too far-fetched?
Just not enough of a story, not believable, just so predictable. A girl, he happens to know the girl who gives him this package. She happens to be his girlfriend's roommate. Everything is just so contrived. It's got to do with a child being held overseas in China who's trying to get out, and oh, I don't know. But David Keep, who co-wrote this, he's the author, the screenwriter for War of the Worlds, Spider-Man, and Jurassic Park. So you kind of expect a little more of him.
Yeah, they set the bar high there.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is a shame with him coming off such a high there, and hopefully going to be the next Robin if they continue that series. And here's a flop for you. But
I think so. By the way, his character is nicknamed Wiley after Wiley Coyote. That was kind of cute.
Okay. All right. Tell us about Sparkle.
This is a remake of a 1976 movie that had Irene Cara, and it's kind of confusing because Dreamgirls and Sparkle are so similar. They're both about loosely based on the lives of the Supremes and the story of their, you know, the classic showbiz story.
Okay.
And this one, the new one, stars Jordan Sparks, who won the American Idol. And it's also noted because it's Whitney Houston plays her mother, and this is her last role.
Yeah.
And Whitney sings one song, but what's the amazing thing about it is that Jordan Sparks also sings one song in this entire movie, which is basically a musical. It has her sister, the character's sister in it. Jordan Sparks plays Sparkle, and her sister, who's called Sister, is the member of their singing act of the three girls. And that's a girl played by Carmen Ejogo, who is a British actress who I don't remember seeing before, although she's been in many movies, and she's married to Jeffrey Wright, actor I'm familiar with, but she does all the singing in the movie. She's got the whole thing, and she's really good. And then at the end, Jordan Sparks gets one number.
Wow.
Which I thought was astonishing. I don't know if the filmmakers decided she didn't deserve it or whatever. She plays the Sparkle is the songwriter, so the story is really about her. So she's in it a lot, but as far as the musical stuff, she has one song.
What do you think of the music itself?
Thought the music was good. They have the old songs, many of them were done by Curtis Mayfield, and then they have some new music by R. Kelly. The music's great.
And did they hold off on debuting this movie because of Whitney Houston's
death? I don't know. I'm not sure if it was supposed to come out now or not. I'm not sure what the date was. I think maybe it was earlier and that they had put it off.
But they had it produced before her death?
Yes. It was finished I think 4 months before she died, something like that. And she was a producer along with T.D. Jakes, the pastor from Dallas, who is also a producer of this. It's not a bad movie. It's just such a strange thing that Derek Luke and, oh, Mike Epps is in this, and he's, you know, comedian Mike Epps, he's great. He plays sister's boyfriend, the stand-up comic, and I thought he was quite good. And Houston was also, and she had one number, gospel tune. It was good. But her voice was very different, very much lower. I hadn't heard her sing in a long time.
Well, I'm sure that a lot of people wanted to see her in her last performance.
Yes.
Attend that. And 2 days in New York.
There's an actress, writer, and director named Julie Delpy, who I've met before, who is from France, but is also she's a co-citizen of the U.S. and France. She wrote and directed this movie, and she stars in it with Chris Rock, and he plays her boyfriend, Mingus. The story's kind of it's like a French farce, but it's all set in New York, and it's all in English, well, mostly in English. She's getting this actress, Marion, the Julie Delpy's character, Marion, is getting ready to have a gallery show of her photography. And her father, who is played by her real-life father, Albert Delpy, and her sister, Rose, and Rose's uncouth boyfriend arrive from Paris. Well, then it turns into this really very provocative, very R-rated story, but it's also quite silly. And although Chris Rock is quite good, the French visitors are all kind of French stereotypes and sort of not very good.
Thank you, Alice, and we'll look forward to a better weekend in movies.
I think it'll be better next week.
Oh, you want to give us a bit of a preview there?
One of my favorites so far called Lawless is coming out. I like it a lot.
Look forward to that, and thank you so much.
Okay.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner and joins us each Friday. Get us prepared for movies this weekend. Your local newscast is coming up next.